For several weeks, GOP leaders have said the governor's proposal is all but dead on arrival in the House. The key problem? Most conservatives believe it gives the courts too much say over future education funding formulas. But longtime lawmaker, Republican Neil Kirk, urged his colleagues to step back and think about this carefully.
I ask you not to hold forth to the absoluteness of your principles. I ask you to be a little bit pragmatic today and vote for the possible, an improvement over the current situation.
While the House has defeated this proposal, the state Senate is expected to pick up a slightly different amendment early next year. And judging by the House's vote, there's a sizable group of Republicans who welcome a proposal that looks a lot like this Lynch plan. For NHPR News, I'm Dan Gorenstein.